Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
For our fitness segment today, we've got five simple steps to get into a workout plan. It might be a bit too late for those summer bodies for some of us. Looking at December, I know people want to be on a yacht in Dubai, shaking something. But Steve Mululu is a co-founder at Dream Body Fitness. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, my man?
I'm great. How are you?
Too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you're having just to kick off your day. Is it that green? Have you got green tea? What are you? What gets you up in the morning?
What gets me up in the morning is to live life.
Just keeps it philosophical. Let's keep it moving. I'm very interested, yeah. Steve, in your title, Body Transformation Specialist. Could you just let us in a bit more on that before we get into our topic?
Body Transformation Specialist came about because we live in a culture, a place where we have so many gyms. You see people running. Every street corner, you'll find boot camp clubs. So when you look at it like that, you will think that more South Africans are very healthy. People have never dieted as much as people diet now. But if you look at statistics, they tell us otherwise. We're one of the fattest nations, not only in Africa, but in the world. So there had to be a different solution to our problem rather than just dieting and exercise. And that's where I came up with that concept.
Would you say there's a difference between fitness versus wellness, or do they work together?
Fitness is a part of wellness. Most people will go only for fitness without wellness. And that's why you'll find one of the things that we focus on, we do the non-physical fitness things that people focus on. We don't focus more on diet and exercise. When people want to lose weight, those are the first things they start doing. But they fail because it's the smallest part of the whole wellness journey.
You mentioned something about people visibly, the environment of fitness and people. It seems as if we're moving in the right direction. And you mentioned that the stats don't really allude to that. Would you say there's a saturation in the fitness industry?
It's not saturation. There might be saturation of physical facilities, but there is definitely a very big lack in terms of knowledge. People don't know what to do with what they have.
Okay.
Because the first thing somebody does when you're overweight, you want to go on holiday, you're not feeling well, is to buy a gym contract and go to the gym. But are you really equipped to maximize your time and your spend in that gym? Of course you're not. You don't know what to do.
And then you see the debit order going off. You've got the guilt, but you don't have the volition to actually go to gym.
Yeah. Most overweight people think being overweight or unfit that you are a lazy person. It's not laziness. It's just people just don't know what to do. So we focus more. You find that a place like Dream Body Fitness, we impart more knowledge than the physical exercise. If I can get your head right, your body will come in line with it. So when it comes to the five ways for us to do that, you'll find it's totally very different. We've got what we call the five P's of weight loss or the five P's of wellness. And the first thing we start with here is purpose. Why do you want to lose weight? People are very focused in the how rather than the why. Do you want to lose weight because you want to fit in your skinny jeans? Do you want to lose weight because you're going on holiday? Do you want to lose weight because you've got a ceremony coming on? If that's a very strong motivation for the next 6 weeks, the next 12 weeks, but what happens after then? So we are in this yo-yo. The average South African gym goer will lose weight and put it on at least 4 times a year. So for the last 10 years, you'll find most people, the only thing they've lost is the same 5 kilos they put on, they lose, and of course the debit order. So we focus more on the why. Why do you want to lose weight? And there are two reasons why people want to lose weight. There's vanity and there's vitality. Vanity because you want to fit in that skinny jeans. You're going on holiday. You want to fit in your two-piece while going on the beach. That one, most people do that, and the majority of people that we see in the gym, that's what they do. But we have the other people that come to gym purely for vitality. I'm not feeling well. I'm just so tired of being tired. I want to have more energy to play with my kids. I want to live the best part of my life. And that's where the why comes in. If you find a person like that, it's no longer motivation to look good that drives them. They are inspired. It's in spirit. It's something from deep inside them that is driving them. I just need to give them the tools, and of course they'll become successful. And that's where we need to get you. So most people will come in motivated because of an event, but ours is to turn that motivation into inspiration.
Right. What else moves us when we move to our second P?
Process. Losing weight is not an event. Losing weight is a journey. You have to go through. There's a lot of things that happened in your life, a lot of things that have happened to you, a lot of things that have happened in your environment to get you to where you are. If you look at yourself 3 years ago, you are not the same person you are today. So you have to identify what those things are, because if you don't, they will blindside you. What are the small little bad habits that you brought into your life? That bagel in the morning, that sleeping an extra 5 minutes in the morning that makes you rush, that watching an extra 1 hour after work of television as a way to decompress, that one glass of wine because you have a very long day. Those are processes. So if we don't go back, and you can, the best way to look at it, you can only look at it backwards. Let's see what are the things that we need to take out of your life right now that will make it much easier. So if we get all those small little habits out, automatically your life will fall into place without you fighting it at all.
Mm. And after we've conditioned or unlearned or learned these new processes, what takes us to step number three?
Planning. Fail to plan, plan to fail. You can't eat a healthy meal unless you make time to wash up healthy and make time to cook and make time to pack it and take it with you to work. So everybody wants to have a healthy meal, but they don't make the time. They say, I'm too busy. Yeah. But when you tell me you're too busy, it's another way of telling me that it's not a priority. Mm. We all have 24 hours a day.
And then you end up you end up grabbing that McDonald's or quick meal because of no time.
It's out of convenience. You're not doing it because you don't know. There's nobody that eats a hamburger every day. somebody that eats a full pizza with a glass of wine every night, not knowing that it's not good, it's not bad for them. They do it because of convenience.
Yeah, I've got
when
you.
He came home, because he is not very well planned, when he is tired, he is to go to places to watch a reality series on telly. By the time he realizes it's 2 hours gone, he can't cook. So what must he do? And he wants to sleep. He has to be up tomorrow morning.
Sure.
So he will grab whatever is easy. Now, these are simple things that people don't think about, but it's not you. You have to change that. So planning is important. Planning is living your future now. Planning is a very simple. It's a slice of forever that you live right now. You decide, this is how I want my life to be, and this is the first step that I need to take.
Steve, you completely have our attention, and a lot of our listeners are gripped at the moment. Can you take us through step 4 and 5 as well?
People. The people in your inner circle determines who you are. You're the sum total of the 5 people that you hang out with. There is no way you're going to be thin when you have fat friends.
Mm.
And even if you go to most households where people are unhealthy, you will even see it in the pets. You've seen fat dogs, fat parrots, fat cats. You can't.
So does this mean we must discriminate then against family and friends who are obese? How do you manage that?
It's not discrimination. You have to have a board meeting with them. If your friends don't support you, they push you too hard. Just one. Come on. Your body is okay. You've tried so many times to lose weight. Look at you. It never works out. You're punishing yourself. If he doesn't like you like this or she doesn't like you like this, let her go find somebody else. You've had 2 kids. Come on. You're a black woman. You've got a big bum. This is how it's supposed to be. Oh, you're 50. That's what your metabolism does. So the people around you, they influence you. They don't root for you. They root against you. They make it much easier for you to fall. If I know I have a weakness for sweets, I don't want my friends to tempt me with sweets. You know, as they always say, that God will always reward you or bless you using your enemies, but the devil uses your friends.
Hmm. Very insightful. Fair enough. And then lastly, what is the last P, Steve, to just push us through and make sure we've got all our five steps, simple steps, not so simple steps, to get into a workout plan?
Persistence, persistence, persistence. Will you stop up when the scale stops moving south? It's a process, as I say, not an event. You have some weeks, you'll go 2-3 weeks when nothing is happening. But because you can't see it on the scale, it doesn't mean that the body is changing. A seed always grows in the dark. You only see it when light has come down. And that's how weight loss also works. We'll go through phases where you see very big transformation, but most things, if I have to change, let's say if I have to change your weight, we have to go through steps that your body goes through that you can't see. Somebody that is overweight, the first thing I need to do is to stop that body from putting on weight. So if you've been 100 kilos and you've been training for 2 weeks, you've stayed 100 kilos, it's already progress because you haven't put on weight. Then the second thing I need to do is I need to start reversing that weight. And the third step is to make sure that your body starts bringing its fat down. But we live in a world that rewards aesthetics and the physical rewards, instant gratification. If the weight on that scale is not going down very fast, people give up. I've had people come to me and say, you know what, I've been dieting since 6 this morning. It's 6 p.m. today, I haven't lost weight. This eating plan is not working. And I'm like, go to church. We don't work miracles here.
Steve Mululu, co-founder at Dream Body Fitness, talking about the five simple steps to get into a workout plan. Steve, it's been a pleasure. Thank you again for your time.
God bless you. Have a beautiful day.